Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion. Promotion.
Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. With this show, it has my power. And you gotta see the show. It's a dynamo.
Yeah, it's rock and roll, and welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and the number here is 718-305-7176, 7176. There's a little remind me button up there underneath the show player here that you can click, or I think it's on top. They might have moved it, but you can click on remind, and that way you always get reminded of the show. And I wanted to, first off, I wanted to say, that I hope that my fellow Tennesseans here fared well. Last night we had a very good, well, not a good storm. It was a pretty bad storm that moved in, and it basically it did a lot of damage here in the Highland Rim, where I live in Warren County. We got White County, we got Sparta, and some of the other counties around surrounding this area. And it did a little bit of damage. I mean, there was a lot of lightning. There was a lot of wind. I had some trees crack outside. I went out there to take a look at them. But in the 2 hours, but I wanted to make sure everybody's okay. You know, I wanted to put that out there. In the 2 hours that it takes me to do this show, all right, there'll be 274 abortions performed, $360 million will be added to the national debt, 45 murders and 44 rapes, and Obama's went golfing 80 times, but that's been since he's been 88 times, I think, since he's been reelected. And there are 20 people sneaking across the border, and that this, I know this stat has got to be wrong. This is 2 hours. 20 people sneaking across the border in 2 hours. I don't think that's right, but I don't know. That's just me. I don't think that's right. Anyways, we're talking today about, and I wanted to also say thank you very much for listening to me, because last week's show that I had I lost my train of thought. No, that don't happen. No, I lost my train of thought, but with my last week's show with Antonio F. Branco, the cartoonist, political satirist, that was tremendous. For me going to a Sunday on a totally different network with a totally different call-in number to go to last week's show on a Monday, totally different time, okay? I used to be Sunday 5 to 7, now I'm Monday 7 to 10, or 7 to 9, I'm sorry. The numbers were just tremendous. I mean, it was just a great show. And I know it's not me. I know it's all Antonio, okay? It's all Antonio that did that. So I just want to say I appreciate it. I really do. And what I'm looking for right now is we're looking for...
Hello!
To take you away, and it's taken Lamar away. Lamar Alexander, that's pretty much going to be one of the topics of discussion tonight. He's on his magical mystery tour, that I call it anyways, his bus tour around all the different counties in Tennessee. It's amazing to me. Lamar Alexander, where are you? It's like trying to find Waldo. You remember them cartoons where you got to find Waldo? You got to trace a little path that he took. Where is he going? He won't tell anybody where he's going. Okay, that's why it's such a dismal crowd when he gets there. If he lands up, ends up at a Waffle House, there's maybe 20, 25 people there. He ends up at a county courthouse. He ends up someplace. And there's just a few people there because he does not want anybody. Well, actually, there's more people there. Let me just say this. There's probably more people there that have Joe Carr signs, that have anti-Lamar signs, beat Lamar, from the Beat Lamar Project, signs out there than there are supporters of Lamar that are at these events. It's truly astonishing to me how much this guy who started off, I think, fairly well, okay, but he's been in since Nixon. He's been in power of some sort since Richard Nixon. That's a long time, folks. And when you start drinking that Kool-Aid, start drinking that water up in D.C., and you start voting 62% with Obama, a socialist, Marxist, and when you get a heritage scorecard of 41% from the Heritage Foundation, that if you're conservative, how conservative are you? When the average senator scores 69%, and even that, I think, is a failing grade. This man's got a failing grade. No wonder he doesn't want to tell us where he's going, because he does not want his constituents, his own constituents, other than the people that, you know, pay him money or that he is offered political favors to. He doesn't want them there because the facts of his voting record will destroy him. The facts that he voted basically for amnesty for these illegals coming over, the Gang of Eight, his big-time buddies out there, John McCain, Jeb Bush, and now Mike Huckabee, who Mike Huckabee says that if you want to pick a fight with Lamar, you got to come through me. You know, that's just so, for one thing, that's condescending to me, being a Tea Party type person. Be just and look, I don't belong to any political party. In Tennessee, you don't have to. There's nothing on my voter ID that says I need to vote a certain way. All right, but I'm just saying I'm not beholden to any political party. I vote for the person. I vote for the man. The person that I trust in this election is Joe Carr. Representative Joe Carr served very well in the Tennessee legislature. And I think he'll make a fine senator a hell of a lot better than Lamar Alexander. Lamar lost touch with his constituents. And this magical mystery bus tour, trying to find Waldo and where he's going to be at next, is a joke. He only comes out, he's like a cockroach that only comes out at night. Only comes out when it's prudent to him maybe to grab a bite to eat or to run around and have a little fun. It's the only time he comes out. The rest of the time he's voting behind closed doors in cloture-type votes to stop debates on certain bills that he knows, so he can vote no to the cloture or yes to the cloture to bring the bill to the floor where he knows it's going to get either passed or defeated. And then he votes the opposite way, and Tennesseans know what he's doing. We're not that stupid. I wanted to read something real quick. Let me see how much time I got. I got 7:10, so I should be okay. We're supposed to say 10 minutes after the hour. I wanted to read something over on traditionalamericanmovement.com. You can read some very cool, interesting posts made by people. There's a lot of stuff over there. Just a plug for a website that I helped develop and so on that I maintain. And I need to get some smileys up. I know. But I wanted to read something real quick here. And as soon as I find it, it's a post from Larry, Simon Jester, and it's called Lamar Alexander Fishing for Distraction from Amnesty Vote. Let me just read this real quick. What happens when you bring Lamar Alexander to a Chuck Schumer fight? He turns around and becomes a weapon for Chuck Schumer and his allies, albeit an ineffective one. In 2007, before running for a second term, Alexander rightfully noted that to regain the public's confidence, now check this out, we ought to scale it back and fix the problem step by step with absolutely securing our borders first, then enforcing our laws without amnesty. Now, after years of voting for more spending, higher taxes, more debt, he increased the debt ceiling, I don't know how many times, expanded government, he loves the UN, health care, massive energy regulations and subsidies which kill coal and kill the workforce in this country, and liberal judicial nominees, Sotomayor being one, the former third-ranking Senate Republican has become a Chuck Schumer Republican. He led the fight, along with Bob Corker, Bob the Porker Corker, to push a fledgling amnesty first bill across the finish line. Amnesty first. That's the first thing. Naturally, and this is actually a reprint from Daniel Horowitz, okay, so I just want to make that straight. Let me go back to where I was. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Naturally, his constituents in Tennessee, a state where Obama lost 91 of 95 counties, are not so happy with him right now. So he's going up on the air with a $180,000 media campaign featuring, wait for it, Rand Paul. What is he touting? His fishing bill. In the apparent effort to boost conservative support, Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican Tennessee, has launched his first TV ad campaign of the 2014 cycle with a spot, and this has been a few weeks ago, with a spot featuring footage of Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky that touts a measure Alexander spearheaded to protect fishing access. This is the below the dam fishing access that's going to expire after Lamar gets either reelected or gets tossed out on his butt. We don't want a government that's strong enough to make our lives risk-free. We can do that for ourselves. This guy just plays the words and He tries to play the game. Like I said, he's like a cockroach. It just comes out every 6 years, you know, whatever it might be. And, you know, it's sad in a way, says Lamar in the ad, which touts his work to pass a measure that places a 2-year moratorium on efforts to restrict fishing access in certain areas in the state. The spot includes footage of Senator Rand Paul, who co-sponsored the measure, saying nobody wants to say no to Lamar Alexander. I'm telling you what, come this August, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say hell no to Lamar Alexander. I talk to a lot of people, Republicans, Democrats. I don't talk to any liberals because I just can't stand them. I can't fathom. I can't understand them, so they blow my mind, so I just don't even talk to them. But I don't know anybody voting for Lamar, not one person that I talk to. Now, I know that there's other people that obviously, you know, will say, well, I do know a couple people, so on. But when he goes to these rallies and his magical mystery tour bus, where are you, Lamar? Please, where are you, Lamar? Where Tennessee is Lamar Alexander? We want to know. getting back to the article, this really, after voting for mass amnesty and new red tape on ICE agents with the hollow promise of enforcement 10 years from now, I don't think we will have to worry about free fishing. The entire country will be voting like California, and fishing will be the least of our problems. Besides, it's a bit amusing to hear him speak of a risk-free society when he voted for the bailouts and against eliminating government subsidies of energy. Then again, he was one of the few Republicans to vote against a resolution disapproving of Obama's job-killing utility MAC regulations that would ostensibly shut down coal-fired power plants. A born-again free marketer indeed, as long as when it pertains to him. Yes, we are impressed that he raised $2 million from his special interest friends, but there are diminishing returns to how much love money can buy you in a conservative state with high information voters. A few corny ads about fishing certainly won't ameliorate his record as a Schumer Republican. And that was back in July 5th, 2013. By Daniel Horowitz. And I just thought that was interesting to bring up because it does speak volumes about the way Lamar Alexander is. It speaks volumes about what he's helped cause in this country. Obamacare, the dream streamers coming over the border. He voted against the National Right to Work Act in 2009. That same year, Alexander also voted to confirm Hilda Solis, Barack Obama's first labor secretary. He's for a federal minimum wage increase. He's for federally funded embryonic stem cell research. He's for increasing foreign aid. He loves the UN. He's against decreasing the U.S. contribution to UN peacekeeping. He's for Amtrak, for mortgage relief, Head Start, TARP, voted for the farm bill for TARP, for national service programs, for IMF funding for cash for clunkers. I told you about confirmation of Sotomayor, for transportation HUD appropriations, agricultural appropriations. He loves EPA. He loves the Patriot Act, for extension of the Patriot Act, for raising the debt ceiling again and again and again so they get more money to spend on useless projects. He's against restricting the EPA from regulating power plant emissions across the state, for the FDA to regulate food and dietary products advertisements, for another farm bill. And like I said, the list goes on and on. That's why Lamar won't come out. He will not debate anybody, especially Joe Carr, because Joe Carr will tear him a new butthole, okay? Because the facts of your record, Lamar has to run on. And his record, and I don't care what his commercials say, his record proves him out to be a liberal. And on that note, I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a few.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com to stand for America now.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Career politician Lamar Alexander has lost his way. Thankfully, Tennessee conservatives have a better choice. Conservative Joe Carr has a dependable record of standing up for conservative principles. In the Republican primary, conservatives will vote for Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar says we should be patient about fixing the debt. Joe Carr says the debt bomb must be defused now. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Democrats to protect Obamacare from conservative Senator Ted Cruz. Joe Carr stood with Cruz to defund Obamacare. Vote conservative Joe Carr, not Lamar. Lamar voted with Barack Obama to reward illegal immigrants with citizenship. Joe Carr led the effort to stop the growth of illegal immigration to Tennessee. The choice is clear. Only Joe Carr, not Lamar, will defend conservative Tennessee principles.
I'm Joe Carr, and I approve this message. Join me at carr4tn.com, paid for by Joe Carr for Senate.
I'm pleased to visit the area, whether it's McAllen, whether it's Laredo, whether it's El Paso, now in Brownsville, on a number of occasions. And he has reinforced the idea that anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it. And this crisis, that some call a crisis, we have to view as an opportunity.
That's not the way you have fun, son. Hey, look, Nancy Pelosi is just way out there. Hey, we're just, you know, it's just a country with a border running through it. It's just a country with a border running through it. My God, can that woman get any more insane? I forgot to do a live read last time, or last 50 minutes, so I will do it now. If you don't mind, conservativenationmedia.com starts off the work week every Tuesday, other than my show, in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and the most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Tuesday. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. And you're listening to your host, Uncle Bing, on American by Design, and the number here is 718-305-7176. And I wanted to get back to somebody said, mentioned something in the chat channel about they don't have a dog in the race. Well, look, you do. I just read, you know, what I just read there actually underscores a statement that you do have a dog in the race, because what happens in Tennessee can affect everybody. Look, if Lamar Alexander would have got up and voted no on cloture, then we would have had more of a debate on Obamacare. If this is how he does this stuff, and and he votes yes for cloture to get the bill to the floor to get it voted on. In the debate, get it voted on. He knows how the vote's going to go, and whether it be Obamacare, whether it be amnesty, whatever it might be, he knows exactly how the vote is going to go. He's a career politician. Career politician, Lamar Alexander. I mean, that's from that. I mean, that's what he is. And we don't need that anymore. We can't stand it no more, because what happens is that all these votes coming out of Tennessee affect everybody else in this country. We got people now coming over, and like I said, my estimate, for, you know, I'm just taking numbers that I get off of different websites and so on, 20 in the 2 hours it takes me to do the show. I think it's more like probably 100, but I'm just going by the best estimates that I can come up with. And we got people coming over the border now that this humanitarian crisis, okay, that have, we don't know what they've got. And these are illegals. Plain and simple, they're illegals. Now they're coming from Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, from China. We don't even know where they're coming from, because the border agents can't really get this information. As long as they got their permissio, their permission to come into this country, they can come in. Terrorists, who knows how many of them have come in. We got people now coming in saying that Obama's going to take care of them. Remember that Obama's going to take care of them. Remember that woman back when Obama first ran, it said, well, this is just a truly, and he won, so on. And she comes out and she said, this is a truly inspirational moment. And my God, that he's going to pay my mortgage. He's going to pay my car payment. He's going to pay for my cell phone bill. He's going to pay. This is how these people that are coming over now think. This is orchestrated. This is not some kind of, strife in another country. That's been going on for years and years. Honduras, all these countries have had problems with dictators. Their countries, dictatorcrats is what they are. And we opened up the floodgates of hell, basically. Oh, Ben, you're just so, why do you dislike children? Because these are not children coming over. Some of them are not. A lot of them are not. They're coming over, they're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and then they end up getting shipped on a bus. We've got 760 that were dropped off in Tennessee's doorstep. We don't know where they are. Similar to where I don't know, maybe they're on Lamar Alexander's tour bus. If you've seen his tour bus, he has no windows that I can see. So I don't know. Maybe you just don't want to go out and he doesn't want to see these people that are protesting against him. Maybe he doesn't want to see his own constituents. 760 dropped off in Tennessee somewhere. We don't know where they're at. We don't know if they got TB. There's one case of TB that this one guy in California supposedly has. Treatments just to even keep this under control costs $360,000. And they want to put them in schools with our own children. We don't know where they're at. Governor Haslam says, I didn't know nothing about this. I had to find this out off of the Tennessee website, or the U.S. government website. It's pretty unreal that we've let this go on, because this is just a power play. And I don't know what the GOP really is thinking here. If they're thinking that they're going to get votes from these people, I think they're sadly mistaken, because history shows us that the Hispanic vote, the illegal Hispanic vote, and they do vote. If anybody wants to disagree with me, I can show you some up here that do vote. They can get their get fake IDs. They can get registered. They can vote. And these people are coming in, streaming through our borders, living with illegals, their parents, it might be, their family, it might be. They're sending them off. Telling them to go, giving them free bus ticket rides, free airplane rides. Now we're talking about going in there with airplanes and buses down to Central America and just picking them up because we're worried. We're so politically correct in this country that we're worried about them getting hurt crossing the border. What the hell is this? See, these are problems, not just with illegal amnesty, but with Obamacare period, that stem from senators and stem from the political correct liberal left that push things down everybody else's throat without reading it first, without understanding it first. And then they expect us to pick up the slack. I got somebody trying to call in. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with hopefully I can get Kurt in. I'm going to try to give him a call. We'll be right back.
Hello, I am Robert Garding of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, through conservativenationmedia.com. Being on the air since 2007 from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, we've helped people become more informed to keep socialists out of the White House and Congress. But that work isn't over yet. Tune in Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on CNN for the New Wise Conservatism radio show, the voice of reason in our unreasonable world.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow. I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone. Let the government run its business, and let me run my own.
And welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. I did get a hold of Kurt. I got him in the lobby right now. I don't know what that problem is with people trying to call the show, but if they're trying to call the show and they're getting a some kind of deal. I don't know. We'll have to get that straightened out. You're listening to, again, American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher. Number here is 718-305-7176. That's 718-305-7176. And as I've been doing for the past couple weeks, few weeks actually, is I've been having people on the show that are running for local office, not just in Tennessee, but anywhere. If you know somebody that's running for a local office somewhere that's conservative, that, or, you know, that you just like, you know, it could be independent. I really don't care, as long as they have the same understanding of the views that we have as conservatives and as libertarians and independents and so on. Tell them to call my show. I got one more show Monday, and then I'm going to try to see if I can hook up with Dave Vance on election night here on the 7th. To do a show that'll be Thursday, and nobody's doing a show on Thursday as far as I know. If I can do it, we're going to do a late show, and we're going to do all the election results, at least here in Tennessee. And I don't mean to bore people with Tennessee that much, but this is a crucial election, people, and you can help Joe Carr defeat Lamar Alexander by going to the website Carr, C-A-R-R, FORTN.com, and helping out however you can. Okay, so we'll just leave it at that. And Kurt, welcome aboard to American by Design. How you doing?
Hey, Bing, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I hope that what I said while you were on break didn't come through.
No, I don't think so.
If you didn't hear anything, you shouldn't have, then it didn't come through, and that's good. Okay.
All right.
Hang on one second. Okay.
Hey, where in the world is Lamar Alexander?
I had to get my phone plugged in. The battery is going weak on me there. Okay, I think I'm good to go now, Ben.
All right. Okay, so you're running for county commission?
County commission, yes, here in Henry County in West Tennessee.
All right, now you're up way up west. You're almost towards the outskirts of the state up there.
If you can picture the Kentucky Lake or Tennessee River, I'm 15 miles west of the Tennessee River and about 12 miles south of the Kentucky line.
Okay, well, you know, make your pitch. That's what I've pretty much been telling everybody else that's been calling in.
Okay,
so go ahead and get
okay.
up on your soapbox and
cool.
step right up and make your pitch,
okay.
buddy.
Okay, standing on soapbox, waving arms, shouting. We're good to go, okay? it's really basically pretty simple, you know, from the start here till I get where I need to be being. There's two words focuses on the heartbeat of why I'm doing what I'm doing. The first is transparency. And to give you a snippet of what transparency means to me and what I'll work for, I want to see something done that's never been done before. And that is the check register for the county expenses. Every nickel of taxpayer money that is spent in the county for whatever, by whichever department, I want to see the check register online so that people can see how much and for what was spent, every penny of it. There is going to be objections to that. I know this on the front end. That's okay. There usually is when we the people try to run government from the bottom up the way it's supposed to be run instead of the way it's done now from the top down. The other thing I want to do in the form of transparency is see that the county budget published as far ahead of time as possible. Something happened this time that had never happened before. They got the budget prepared a month ahead of the time that the commission would vote on it, and it's really thanks to one man who sits on the commission now, and I truly hope he retains his seat, and that's Paul Neal is his name. I don't know if anybody listening will be voting in the 2nd District, but there it is. I want to see Paul Neal retain his seat on this commission because he stood up and told the county mayor, quote, this was in reference to something else that had been dumped on their desk 2 days before they were supposed to vote on it. He said, I don't ever want to see a document like this on my desk ahead of time, 2 days before I have to vote on it.
Well, of course.
That was done recently. So if Jeremy Schultz was running over in another district here in Henry County and I can get on there with some of the guys that we've already got on there, then perhaps we can start the process of some bottom-up government. The other thing, of course,
Kurt, let me ask you before you get on with that, how is your county budget allocated? In other words, do they allocate it per last year's budget, for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years? How is that budget allocated, or do you know?
I'm going to tell you a quick little story that I think will illustrate it the best way I can.
I think you know where I'm getting at with this.
Yeah, but we had a sales team one time that in New York that set our quotas for the year, and this guy from Illinois kept asking how do they arrive at our quotas, and my district manager from Chicago stopped me, looked at me, and said, "All right, I'm going to tell you." He said, "On the first day of the month, the first quarter, there's a freight train track that runs outside Ron Silver's office. The first boxcar that goes by, the number on that boxcar is your quota." I think that's kind of how they work here. I'm making a joke, okay?
It all hinges
on what that department thinks, wants, and how much they think they can get away with. I'll give you an example. The education department for the county last year had $1 million under miscellaneous in their budget. We never did find out what miscellaneous was.
Yeah, it's always interesting. It's always interesting to me how these miscellaneous type of appropriations seem to end up gone. You know, and I did not know that miscellaneous. I guess I kind of keep a budget here, but I budget based off what I expect myself to make next year. And what I have in the bank and what I've done last year. I don't budget for 10 years down the road. I didn't know how they were doing it that up there, but that needs to be changed. I like the idea of the transparency with putting that on a website. I don't see why anybody would have a problem with that. I really don't. Except the people that are misusing it.
As Grandma used to say on Saturday night, bingo. There you go. Okay, did we cover?
Yeah, keep going.
You wanted to go with that, Bing? Okay, all right. Now, the second key word is accountability, of course. If we don't mind our store, Dave Vance's county, Stewart County, over next door to us, just discovered something. Now, the county commission knew it, but the populace did not know. The populace just recently found out that they're $3 million in debt. There was no accountability there, as well as no transparency. So the accountability has to be brought to bear. The miscellaneous budgets, the type of operations, I'm going to give you another example of what I know here in Henry County. A good friend of mine who was a very astute businessman retired from his private enterprise businesses some years back, but he wanted a income each month to have, for walking around money and for benefits. Oh, he hired on for the county highway department. He managed their the tool shop. And he did that until he got the either 62 or 65, I'm not sure. And then he retired. After he retired, he told me, he said, in regards to that highway department, he said, if that were a private enterprise, it would have been bankrupt so long ago that the public would have already forgotten its name. And after I heard that, I started doing some snooping. I called other retired highway department people, and I got an earful. I got a feeling I'm going to be calling back and talking some more with those people later on, especially if I win this race for commissioner.
Well, that's
what
I want to talk about. I want to talk a little bit more with you on that. Can you hold on after this quick break here?
Sure, sure.
And then we'll get back. I want to find out.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, look, I can always trust on you. I can always trust you, buddy. So, all right, hold on with me, and we'll be back. You guys are listening to Kurt Blackwood running for county commission up in Henry County, Tennessee, and if you're up around that area, go shake his hand. He's a very nice guy. I like to get it. He's one of the hardest working people that you will probably never know that works, and he knows everybody. He knows more people than God. So, Kurt, we'll be right back after the break here. It is a short one.
Don't say that.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, sweetie. What's going on?
Well, honey, I have some news.
Okay. What?
All that training paid off. I got the job.
Oh, I knew you would get it. So when do you start?
When you donate stuff to Goodwill, you help provide job training for people right here in your community. Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Keep driving the magical mystery tour bus there, Lamar, because there's no time left for you, too. So welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Number here is 718-305-7176. That is if you can call in. Kurt had some trouble getting on, but welcome back, Kurt. You're back on the show with us. And
I didn't mean to make light of the fact that you know, is it's a standing joke between me and you, I think, is that you know more people than God, because every time I go to an event with you, it's like he knows more people than I do. I mean, it's unreal. If I need somebody to go to find out, track somebody down, it's you. Now, I want to put you after tonight's show. I want to put you on a mission to try to find out where the Mars is going to be tomorrow. So, but I want to get back to you.
No, not that. Anything but that.
Anything but that. No, actually, if you guys do know where Lamar Alexander is going to be tomorrow, you can give me a call tonight, 718-305-7176, or you can give me a jingle on my email or Facebook or something like that, and we'll get that posted around. But you're running in Henry County for county commissioner, and now you were continuing on about transparency and about some of the things that you want to do with accountability and so on with the county commission. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, who's running against you too? And if you want to continue on with that train of thought, but I'd like to find out like some other things. I mean, you had to have big opposition. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, there are three. Okay, there are five districts in the county. There are three commissioners per district. So we have 15 people on the commission. In my district, the three sitting or the three incumbent commissioners are all running, plus me. I'm the wild card in this thing, okay? Now, there are some things that I have working in my favor, I believe. The only stat I can give you from early voting up here is the number of Republican primary voters versus the number of Democrat primary voters. See, we have that weird Tennessee situation. You can vote three different ballots. The general election for the county only, the general election for the county with a Republican primary ballot, or the general election for the county with a Democrat primary ballot.
I hate news
and bad news all this stuff. They can't cross. The Democrats really can't cross over in this one like they do some of the elections, and that's a good thing. But here's how this stands. You know, I'm the wild card. I'm the challenger here. Now, in this district out here where I live, or at least one precinct, you know, it's where I grew up. My family name is known. My father sat on this body back when they were known as the county court and the commissioners were known as squires. That goes back a ways. Then a cousin of mine, to be free, this fellow was the son of my dad's first cousin. So, you know, he was a cousin. That's good enough. Sat on it for a while, sometime after my dad was on it. And I was like, okay, I see this is kind of I'm not trying to sound like Hank, but I'm going to try to continue a family tradition here. Which is just kind of a sidebar on it for me, really. My main motivation for this is to try to do what I spoke of there before. And the guys that are running against me, I got the edge because I'm the first name on the ballot. The bean counters say that's worth 3 to 5 points in any given election. So I'm known. I'm first on the ballot. And I've been writing those columns in the local paper for nearly 5 years now. One thing, people don't have to guess about where I stand. If they've ever read one of my columns, they know. If they don't like my columns, I don't care. If they don't like how I stand, I don't care. And it's already been proven there are some out there that feel that way because there's one community out here, they're stealing my signs. I filed a complaint with the Sheriff's Department on it this morning, and now I get an article in the paper tomorrow. So I'm making hay while I can on this. Those stolen signs will get me more votes than the ones that got left up, more than likely. I got a really good chance here.
Well, now, the county commission, I mean, is responsible for so many things. I mean, and, you know, there's two commissioners from each district, I guess it would be?
Yeah, three commissioners from each district.
So there's three up there Yeah, I think there's there was two down here, something like that. But I don't know. Maybe it changes per statewide. But now, okay, other than financial responsibilities, transparency, I mean, what else are you looking at shaking up? Because I know, you know, because you posted that Paris rag over there that I call it a rag. It's just, I don't really, it's sometimes useless as far as reading some of the responses from these people. But, I mean, you like to stir the pot. And I'm thinking you've got some other things. You've got some other things in mind, too, that you're wanting to stir up.
Oh yeah. Okay. One of my main targets being, and I don't know how strongly I'll be able to focus on this because I'm not certain yet. There are a lot of things that I won't know until I get in there. I don't know how much of a role. I know it plays a big role. I just don't know on a scale of 1 to 10 whether it's a 2 or a 9 that the commission plays in leveraging and affecting the school board. But needless to say, one of my main targets is going to be Common Core. And Art Smith, bless his heart, believes that we will be able to have a very positive effect if we can get enough commissioners on there. And another thing about this that I didn't mention, when the roll is called on a vote in the commission, my name will be the first name called. So the next guy is not automatically going to hear I on that bill for me. As a matter of fact, I've made up my mind that the first issue that's voted on in my first session there, I'm going to make a brief statement that goes something like this. I'm going to tell them, although I'm not opposed to this measure or this whatever bill or a resolution or whatever it is, just to set a precedent, I vote nay.
Is that legal to do that? I mean, you know.
Yes.
Liz?
And here's another thing. If you vote, whichever way you vote, when the roll is called, when they're done calling the roll, the county mayor asks, does any commissioner wish to change his vote? That blew my mind. That is so, that if a commissioner votes a certain way on the thing and he doesn't like the outcome of it and wants to be able to bring it back up, let's say I voted for it and it did indeed fail, but I decided maybe that motion should be looked at some more, I or others that voted can bring it back up again. And I
like
that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that too.
Now, there are a lot of unknowns in this, Fred.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, something happened really strange Saturday. I was accosted in public, more or less. It was in a public setting, and a person came to me. We had a one-on-one conversation that I won't go into details because it was lengthy and quite involved, but it was all about politics. And there were times when this person had me kind of confused because his conversation was kind of jumping around from one thing to another. But during the course of it, he said something to me about, you're going to see the day when the sunshine laws will fall away, be trampled on, and the county commission meetings will be held in secret. Now, I don't know if that was a prediction on his part or if it was a warning, so to speak, of things to come. But my immediate answer to him was, I said, in which case I will not be a part of secret meetings. Now, don't ask me what I would do if that happens, but I guarantee I'll do something. I'm not going to set off a county governing body that meets in secret and the public can't see, hear, or know what's going on. That's going in the opposite direction of where I want to go.
Well, of course. I mean,
I'm
going to
get a contract taken out on me, but
Well, do you actually think that he was being sincere in his statement to you, or was, you know, just being flippant, or what?
I know the man was sincere about what he was saying. I just don't know which way he meant it. I'd have to explain too much to tell you.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit of sarcasm.
There are things about that conversation that I'm not going to reveal.
Right.
It's really pretty complicated. It involves a race over here.
It involves into the whole state issue and so on. And transparency is just, it's almost like this president that we have has just given up. He just threw in the chips. But the transparency is the fact that you've got somebody behind him, and the fact of, in the case of Valerie Jarrett, that is continuing on with her agenda, and that is to transform America. And I don't think that was really – I don't even know if that was Barack Obama's agenda to begin with. You know, I just think he's just a dumb, stupid person that ended up getting the job. But, you know, that's national politics. But local politics and, you know, as far as the people that you talk to out there, I wanted to kind of get a little gauge on what you feel that they what do you think that they think is important? I mean, is transparency important to them? Is accountability important to them? I know it's important to you, but I mean, in some cases, I don't know, it might be important to a lot of other people. And it depends on who you talk to, of course, you know.
Yeah, well, here's a considerably alarming, what I consider to be a truth about that thing. Yes, it's important to them. They want somebody else to handle all the dirty work, the details for them. And
that's true.
That's the heartbeat of why we're in the mess that we're in.
Brother, look, I can attest to that. You got a witness on that, because there's a lot of people on that are out there doing little things that end up to help out the whole, you know, everything, you know. And then there's people out there that want, they might support the other person that's doing the thing, but they don't want to get out there and get off the seat cushion and get away from the TV to actually defend their constitution or to you know, vote for the right person for the right job, you know. And it's sickening to me sometimes when I have to sit there and, you know, and deal with this on a daily basis.
And every day, every time I go into town to go shopping or go out and eat in a restaurant or when I'm at church as well, I hear X number of people that they come at me not attacking, but they're upset and they're venting at how upset and angry they are over these, how disgusted, disappointed, whatever, you know, put your own adjectives in there. But most of these same people who vent so much to me are the people that I never, ever see, have not seen at a Tea Party meeting in 5 years, or I never see them in a GOP meeting in the last year and a half. But yet they're upset and angry, but they won't get off their butt and come out and get together with like-minded people and put some effort into a movement and put some money behind the right candidates. Apathy is the watchword for what's happening, and I get mad at myself for having to say that. I wish I didn't have to say it, but I do, because that's the reality of it. And until that changes, not much else is going to change. That's the driving force behind why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm 78 years old, and you know that. Now the rest of them know. I don't care. But how many guys do you know 78 years old? Yeah, I know Lamar's 74, but he's sitting on his big fat cushion.
If we can find him.
Easy.
Where are you
He's not out there digging and scratching like I am. He got people to do his digging and scratching for him. I'm hoping that maybe a few people locally, especially if I'm successful with this, that they will look and suddenly say, wow, you know, if he can do it, maybe I can do it. You know, I want to see some young people get involved in all this. And if they don't, all the work that we've done is going to be for naught. The good news is there are some smart, hardworking young people out there, but we need more.
Yeah, and that's the saving grace, because like you said, you know, I mean, every day I wake up, I'm inundated. I've got some guy tailing me around now through email, just sending me pro Lamar videos and different things and so on. I'm like, you know, leave me alone. I'm blocking your butt, you know, and I just, you know, you got people out there that are just got these blinders on or something. They don't look at the facts. They don't look at the background of a candidate. They're low information, but I don't even know where this guy is from. He's probably from out of state somewhere that they hired. And, you know, this is a huge race in Tennessee for us, Kurt. I mean, you've got Joe Carr, the only candidates running, in my opinion. You can mix all the other candidates from Brenda all the way down to Flynn. I mean, but the only two people that are running, in my opinion, is Lamar Alexander and Joe Carr. And Lamar will not debate Joe, and you know that
as well as
he does. And you got Lamar going on his magical mystery bus tour that who knows where the hell he's going to end up. I hope he just keeps going to the ocean somewhere and just drives off into it. But, you know, we don't know where he's going. He's got this dismal approach. You know, you know, he won't tell people where he's going, so of course he's not going to get anybody there, you know, except his own supporters, make himself look good. And, you know, you've got the liberal media, and you got other things going on there too, but you know, two key things I think was the Laura Ingraham endorsement of Joe and the Sarah Palin pack endorsement of Joe.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Those were two big things, and I know that we got John Harris from the TFA over there and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot, and Ben Cunningham. Thank God for Ben. You know, just another great patriot, but. What I was trying to allude to is that you do more at 78 years old than I know of some people that are in their 30s that do. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of work that you do in the community that you are in, and not just that community in Henry County, but in other communities as well. And it's just it's encouraging, and we do need to get younger people involved in this fight. And they don't have to be registered Republicans, Kurt. They can be independents. They can be liberals. Or libertarians, I mean. They can't be liberals. We're not going to allow them. But they, you know, these are the people that we want in the party, the people that want to work, the people who want to support a candidate. People have some kind of common sense, you know. And it's not just with the Senate race. That's a big race. That's a key race. That's the one that I'm focused on. And after this, I'm seriously thinking about just taking some time off. But in your race, too.
Yeah, well, if I win this, I won't be taking any time off, thing. So what you do?
I know even if you don't win this, you won't be taking no time off. But I'm just saying
But at least I can go out and cut my grass, okay?
Yeah, there we go. All right, Kurt, I'm going to take the top of the hour break here. And, I mean, if you want to hang with me, that's cool. You know,
but if you've got other stuff you need to do or another caller comes in, you know, just dive
take
it
like that.
It.
Let's take that because I don't even know if people are calling or can call my show, but. You're listening to American by Design with Bing Fisher, number 718. Let me take it real slow. 718-305-7176. So please give us a call, and let me try to find this break. I'm missing this one, but here we go. We'll be back in about a minute and a half.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course. Who's asking?
I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
She's got a great voice, and here we go with a little teaser, too.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure. There's always room for one more.
Thank you, Bullwinkle and Rocky. And we're talking to Kurt Blackwood running for county commissioner up there in Henry County. And anybody else that feels the need to call in. Kurt, what's the most pressing thing up in your county that, I mean, you heard me talk about, you know, the 760 illegals that were dumped in Tennessee. And, you know, they're just dumping them across the country, and the governors don't even know about this, supposedly from what they said or what they say. But I mean, this is a, as Joe Biden would say, this is a big freaking deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's a fair statement, Bing. I don't know. Okay, you just caused me to pull out another handful of gray hair, okay? This immigration deal is so much more. It's really more than you and I realize. I just read a lengthy expose on this the other day, and I never realized, you know, all these kids that are being brought up here from all the way down into South America, these are just not people who decided to wander north and find their way to the United States. They're being handled. I'm going to use that terminology, handled, if I can explain that a little bit more later, by a group of people who they equate to organized crime in the United States. They're Mexican. They're a cartel, if you will, that deals in nothing but human trafficking. Those people coming all the way to the Texas border pay anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 overall to people who guide them through the dangerous spots. Their areas that are controlled by gangs, and these people who act as guide, they call them coyotes.
Coyotes, yeah.
Coyotes get paid. Yeah, they get paid for bringing these people through and protecting them. Okay. I don't have the figures in front of me, but I think it was in the last fiscal year, it was something like a $6.6 billion industry for those people down there, trafficking these people up here. And when they get across the border, some of them get caught and sent right back. And somehow they'll pay to get back again. Now, here's my question. If things are so bad down in these places that they're leaving, and there's no doubt that they're bad, but where do they get
the $4,000 to $10,000. Now, I don't know if that equates into Mexican pesos or what it is, but they gave the figure in this expose as in thousands of dollars. Where do they get it?
I don't know.
For a second.
They might be getting it from... Who knows? They might be getting it from our government. They might be getting it from the drug runners. I mean, a lot of these kids that are coming up here are calling other gang members. They got MS-13 and so on. It's infiltrated up here now. And who knows how many terrorists. And, you know, like I said, you got people coming from Sri Lanka. You got people coming from Bangladesh, from China, from Russia, from all over the place, and because we left an open doormat. And Charles Krauthammer was very correct in saying, look, if you want to fix this problem, we need to get a fence up. You got a fence around the frickin' White House, and that keeps people out to the most part. You know, you got Secret Service that patrols the White House. We put our soldiers... They would much rather, these soldiers that are coming back home that really don't have nothing to do right now, I think they would much rather be patrolling our borders and sitting there fighting a war that maybe, you know, that we gave up on, you know. That's my opinion of it. But, I mean, there are certain steps that you need to take to stop this. And who knows who's funding them? It could be George Soros. I mean, I don't know, you know. I don't know where this money's coming from, but... It's a lot
again,
of money. And it's going to end up costing us a lot of money, too.
Yeah. But what is the overall objective? What is the driving reason behind bringing all these people into the United States of America? I'm going to answer my own question. The driving reason behind it is to change the demographics, to change the voting demographics. And Texas and Tennessee are on the top of the list of states that need changing from their viewpoint of it. If Texas and Tennessee falls, the rest of it's gone. It's that simple. And that's why they're doing it. That's why they're focusing on Tennessee. They've been focusing on Texas for a long time.
They basically got California in the bag. I mean, they're focusing on the states that have some of the most electoral votes and so on. Texas, if they can get that one. Tennessee is in the heartland. It's in the middle. It's in the Bible Belt of the country. North Carolina, I mean, you know, what astonishes me is that, you know, people like in Vermont and Massachusetts and so on that are getting all these illegals shipped into them. And, well, Chicago, you got Rahm Emanuel saying, hey, just bring them over here, you know. Well, you know, who the hell would want to go to Chicago? Really? You know,
I
mean, but
I spent 9 years there. I don't want to go back.
No, I've been there and it sucks. You know, the crime sucks and it's just a bleak, dreary place anymore. There's nothing there and it's been destroyed. It looks like it looks almost as bad as Hiroshima. You know, I mean, it's just a terrible place. But no, you're right. I mean, the people that are designing this movement for these people to come in here illegally, might I add, and I don't care. You can call it whatever you want to, put a political correctness bent on it, but they are illegal. They are trespassing in our house. They are trespassing on our country, on our soil. Our president really loves them to come here. The administration wants them here. We got a reigning senator, as far as Lamar Alexander, that voted for illegal immigration, basically, you know, an amnesty, which is what it's the same thing. Amnesty is giving somebody, it's somebody doing something wrong and then turning around and saying, okay, we're going to forgive you of this crime. And we're going to grant you amnesty. That's what amnesty is, and that's what they're trying to do with these illegals. And, yes, you're exactly right. They're trying to change the demographics of the country. And that's not how we're supposed to roll here. But obviously that is what some people have in mind. And what I'm trying to figure out is they talk about low information voters, you know, I'm trying to figure out about our low information politicians, because either they're very stupid or they know exactly what's going on and they're perpetuating this. And on the GOP side, if they think that any of these illegals are going to vote for them, then they're wrong. I'm just telling you, they're wrong. On the liberal side, they know that they can get these people, because if they can get them in here and get them a bunch of free stuff, they're going to keep voting for the free stuff, aren't they?
Of course they are. Yeah. It's hard to run against Santa Claus.
Yeah, what they consider free stuff, but that free stuff comes out of the pockets of other people. This is all wealth distribution. This is the it's political correctness gone amok, in my opinion, because you can't sit there and talk about these people because you're labeled a racist. But the people that are supporting the illegals coming in, this is a big problem, okay, especially in our state.
Let me address one of my favorite people for a moment here, being on the very subject you spoke of, free stuff. Our dear governor instituted this thing that they calls, they've got a name for it, I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's, and you'll know when I say this, they're going to guarantee a free two-year junior college course,
yeah.
A college course free for all high school graduates in Tennessee. And he used the word free in advertising, a free college education. How stupid can one person be? There's no such thing as a free college education. Someone is going to pay for it. Who's going to pay for it? The people who get up and go to work in the morning and earn their pay and get the taxes taken out of their paycheck are the people that's going to pay for it. Free, as Ron Adcock would say, free my big old butt.
I mean, you know? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that is where these politicians get their money from. That, you know, free is not free. Free is, if it's free, it's not real, okay? What we used to say, you know, if it's free, it's too good to be true, you know? And that's what these people are, but they don't know. Look, you know, I'll go on my PC side for a second, just a second. These people are coming from third world countries where they drink water where people are peeing and crapping, okay? They drink the same water. These people do not know what taxation is because they have nothing. They're poor. They're dirt poor. They got dictators that steal all the money that they get, that we send them to, that our government sends these people. Their dictators are stealing the money. They're not giving it to the people that maybe should deserve it, I guess, if that's proper term. But okay, I'm off the PC bandwagon now. But I just wanted to, you know, these people, they're not voters, but they're illegally breaking into our house. And as I said before on other shows, when somebody breaks into my house illegally, I don't bring them in and say, look, you know, you look emaciated, let me give you some water, let me give you some food, let me give you a bed to sleep in, let me give you a free phone, I'll take you to work, let me get you a job, I'll take you to work, I'll give you some medical help, and you know, and all this. I don't do that to people that break into my house, and that's what this government, this administration, and a lot of people on both sides of the aisle feel the need to do. And that ain't right. That ain't the way America is. That was not the way America was set up to be. But this president with his pen, I got a pen, you know, I got a pen and a phone. And that's, he just keeps creating these executive fiats and so on. And just, you know, then you got Joe Biden running down there and says, well, just come on over, you know. And that's what these kids are coming over, and there was an article that said that, look, they're coming over and they have the same mantra. The same mantra is, Obama will take care of me. You know, if I can just go north, Obama will take care of me. They're not coming here for expatriation. They're not coming here to assimilate into our lifestyle. They're coming here for free stuff. And that's basically what it boils down to. And the government knows that they will come here for free stuff. So it's enticement. It's like a carrot, you know, on the end of the fishing pole, you know, and you just keep walking with it and the lemmings just keep following you. And that's why they're coming here. And the administration wants, as you said, to redistrict or redistribute the wealth in a way that gets them elected every year after they were granted amnesty. I mean, we don't even know how many people are in this country anymore that are illegal. And it's sad. We got that many people coming screaming through the border. I watched a live video feed today that's on a channel that somebody sent me, and it's like, man, I can't believe this. In 40 hours, there was close to 800 people that came through that border in one area. That's why I think my stat of 20 per 2 hours is off. So, you know, that's just one area. That's one, I guess, area that they had a field camera up. And it's sickening.
And you know what? Here's another sad dimension to all this. These people that they're bringing up here, for whom they toll the bell of sympathy and, you know, we want to help them. It's for the children. You know, the liberals always tell you, it's for the children.
Yeah.
These people that they're bringing in here in order to change the demographics, when the whole thing finally collapses under its own weight, those people will be in the front line of the cannon fodder or fodder for the machine. The machine that brought them here will eat them. That's what will happen to them. And they don't know this. And you couldn't convince them of it. Oh, but we're getting food now. Yeah, well, there'll come a day when you won't. When Walmart's empty. When Kroger's empty. Yeah. What are you going to do then?
Yeah, it will collapse. It has to collapse. Yeah, that ain't going to fly if they come to your house, okay?
That's not going to work out well.
No, I can already.
I will defend me and mine. Let me put a cap on this thing being about why I'm running for county commission. Just put a hat on it. See, my roots go really deep in this West Tennessee red clay. It's my home. I love it. Most of the people that I love are right here in fairly close proximity to me. And I will defend it to the very best of my ability. And there are many, many, many more just like me. Matter of fact, there are many more that are going to be much better than I am. You know, we talk sometimes about in certain situations, you shoot and move, shoot and move. Well, I'll shoot, but I can't move. I'm going to have to stay right where I am. So it'll be nasty right here in this one little squat. Really, 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 really nasty. But totally seriously, you know. And here's the problem. My roots go deep, and that's why I didn't know. I left here after I got out of high school and roamed around the country. I didn't know how deep my roots are until I got back here. And the problem around me in part is that I know a lot of people whose roots only go as deep as their dinner fork will reach. And they don't know it, but they'll be part of the fodder as well. If they don't have anything to defend, they won't defend it. They won't stand. They'll be mowed down like the grass on the front lawn when the John Deere comes by. But my roots are what keeps me going.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm running for county commission.
Well, see, I don't have the roots like you do in Tennessee as far as that goes, but I got roots planted deep in conservatism. So that's where I'm going.
I know
you're growing
roots right there where you are.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I got my daughter and all that stuff. So, I wish you great luck in your race, and keep it surprised. And I'm sorry you could not get on the show, but I talked to you a lot anyway.
Well,
so.
By the way, when you took that break, I found out why I couldn't. I'm using the wrong number.
Oh, duh. Okay. Oh, so you had like a wrong moment? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I had the number that you've gone back to using the same number that Dave uses, right?
Yeah, we're like I said, we're on the same network on the same set of shows now, Monday through Sunday.
I still have the number programmed into my phone that you used when you first switched to your own show.
Oh well, that's
anyway,
why
it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. We got to figure it out now, okay?
Okay. All right, buddy. I tell you what, good luck on your race. It has been great talking to you, and just Godspeed. You're a great patriot. I appreciate you so much, and love you like a brother. So
well, let me say this thing to all you Tread Ammers out there. I love you every one, and I'm thankful for you, and bless you all. We stand together. We will stand together through all this. We will hold the line.
All right, Kurt Blackwood running in Henry County for county commissioner. And that district again, Kurt was? District 2, was it?
District 2 in Henry County, yes.
All right, brother, good luck on that. And also, I wanted to say that what do you think about me and Dave doing an election show Thursday? I think it'd be a good idea.
I love it.
I love it too.
Yes,
ain't nobody else going to be on. We can do do it a little bit later, maybe from 8 to 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
That way we get all the election results in from Tennessee, knock on wood, and hopefully we get a new senator. That would be just a beautiful thing.
I'll probably be over in Benton County with Matt Stowe. Right after the polls close. That's my thinking process on it right now, okay? That's a very important race for me, Matt, running for district attorney in the 24th Judicial District.
Right. Yeah, we got a lot. I tell you what, we got a lot of them. We got a lot of them all over the place. I mean, there's some independents I'm looking at, too, that I'm going to support, and a lot of conservatives. So, politics is local to a large extent. So we just got to support all those. So thank you so much for calling in, and we're gonna take a break, and then we'll be back off this break and talk about some news a little bit. Thank you, Kurt, for calling in.
Thank you, Bing.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Hi, this is Dave Vance, your host for Inside Tennessee on ConservativeNationMedia.com. Inside Tennessee is moving to Tuesday nights beginning on May 6th. Tune in and join the conversation with some of Tennessee's most conservative and constitutionally minded activists, experts, politicians, and average citizens that are fed up and making a stand. That's Inside Tennessee, Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. In less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD. TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every black-eyed pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
And thank you, Rush, and welcome back to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And the number here is 718-305-7176. If you wish to call in, give me a holler. I'm reading something here. Actually, I need to do a live read. We do these from time to time. And let's do one real quick just so I can get it out of the way. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit you and protect your family and you. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, click on the Patriot Depot banner. That'll take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com, click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution where America always wins. You know, I wanted to say that, Kurt, I wanted to just put an ad in there because Kurt is somebody that when you meet him, he might be 78 years old, okay, but he is so spry and he's so full of life and he has got so much it's not the word maybe talent, it's just the word that he's got so much knowledge. He knows how to do a lot with a little, and it's, you know, because he grew up during that era, and it's amazing when I talk to him and when I meet him and so on to follow him around. And said I have a hard time to keep up with the guy. Okay, I just have a hard time to do that. And me being 54, it's like, you know, come on, you know. But yeah, Kurt's just a great patriot and love him to death. And we're gonna do a lot more stuff. But we are looking for Lamar Alexander. And, you know, I want to do this Carmen Sandiego song, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego by Rockapella. So I'm going to see if I can enlist my family to help me do that. But it's going to be Where in Tennessee is Lamar Alexander? And we'll, you know, maybe create a video or do something with it. That's what I would like to do. I'm looking at the GOP is saying federal land protections are and this is from The Hill, actually. The GOP Border Patrol agents handcuffed by wildlife rules. Wildlife rules. Man, I hate these pop-ups when they come up here. But anyways, I'm going to try to get through this. I'm trying to look for the little close button over here. Don't you hate sites when you go to them and it's like, you know, you get all these pop-ups flying around? Federal land protections are hampering efforts to stop the flow of illegal immigrants across the border, Republicans say. The Interior Department controls about 800 miles along the dividing line with Mexico, or about 40% of the total and other land in the region owned by the Forest Service. So GOP lawmakers argue federal regulations intended to protect land and wildlife, and this is something we alluded to earlier, okay, have become an obstacle for Customs and Borders Protection officers because they restrict their ability to drive near the border, build infrastructure, or install surveillance technology. There is no doubt that the restrictions on accessing land along the border have made it more difficult for the Border Patrol to do their job, said Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, who traveled to McAllen County, Texas earlier this month to meet with officials about the surge of child migrants into the United States. Excuse me. Smugglers know when agents cannot patrol or monitor, Cruz said, so they target those areas when moving people across the border. It seems a common sense reform to say that the Border Patrol should be able to fully access and patrol the border, he said. A House Republican working group led by Representative Kay Granger, Republican Texas, this week recommended prohibiting the Interior and Forest Service from in any way hampering Border Patrol. Then you got Lisa Murkowski, Representative of Alaska, who accompanied Cruz, wants border security to play a larger role in how federal officials manage land. So see, we have another big bureaucracy in, you know, with the Border Patrol and federal land, and this is coming from the Interior Department, another big bureaucracy, just like we have the EPA, just like we have the IRS, just like we have the NSA, just like, you know, we have all these other groups that are out there to dictate to us how we live our lives, who we let into our country, and how we carry ourselves as Americans, and what values that you know, we stand up for. You know, we're not asking for a major highway around there, but we need to think about national security issues and how we enforce our own laws. When you juxtapose that with other priorities within the federal agency, she said, and this is Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. Murkowski is a top Republican on the energy panel, which oversees the interior. But Democrats aren't buying the GOP's argument. Representative Raul Grijalva, I guess it would be, Democrat, Arizona, said conservation issues are just one of the policies that are falling victim to the current crisis. Everything's a crisis with these Democrats and liberals. Everything. Doesn't matter. Just name it. It's a crisis. And then here we go. Here's the money line here. These kids have become both the excuse and the reason that they can revisit some of these policies, he said. You see, everything from getting rid of deferred action because of the kids, we have to have troops on the border because of the kids. Now we don't need environmental regulations on public lands because of the kids. It's all about the children. He also said that the Homeland Security Department has repeatedly told Congress that land protections don't hamper border operations. Well, there's a problem with that statement, but we'll go a little bit further. If they're talking about the most recent influx, what else would they be talking about? It's happening in areas that have nothing to do with protected federal land, said Representative Peter DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, the top Democrat in the House Natural Resources Committee. So I think it's a specious argument to continue their anti-conservation agenda. So see, we're sacrificing conservation, which who knows what they mean by that, really, in exchange for sovereignty. In exchange for immigration, legally immigrating to this country instead of illegally, we're trading conservation over protection against diseases that are being brought into this country, protection against MS-13 gang members and so on that are being brought into this country. We have become basically human traffickers in this country to the illegals in this south of our border, way south of our border, and some of them in China and some of them in Russia and some who knows where, Pakistan, Iraq. We are human traffickers. You got John Boehner, you don't really care. You've got a lot of other people. There's 77% of the people out there polled want illegals sent home. That's where they belong. That's where they should go. Because, look, if their country is so screwed up, then what do you think they're going to do to our country when they get here? They're going to screw us up. Large extent, they already have. Their mindset is not the same as the people that have come here legally. Your fathers, your mothers, you know, your sisters, your brothers, whoever, that immigrated to this country for a reason, because they wanted to be a part of an experience, a part of exceptionalism. They're not coming here to get free stuff. Thank you, Lamar Alexander, and the likes of John McCain and John Kerry and President Obama and all the other miscreants in this administration. 77%, this is from the Examiner, want illegal immigrants sent home. 81% say it's a serious issue. Duh, you think so? It's going to be a serious issue when these people actually get here and they've got diseases like TB that's incurable, some of these strains. When they get here and they start killing people that you know, that you love. They start invading your houses. We can't afford it. We can't do this. Send them home. The military needs to be deployed. They need to build the wall. If they need to build it 3 deep, 4 deep, 5 deep, I don't care. Build the wall. As much of it as you can. It's already, the money's already allotted. It's been allotted since 1986. So build the wall. And put the military in charge of guarding the wall. I think they would love to do that. From the ones that I've talked to. On that note, I'm going to take just a quick break, and then we'll be right back to finish out the show. And we'll be back in about 2:48.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems, In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS4automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Tennessee parents want to know where Lamar Alexander stands on Common Core. Parents want local control over their children's education, and Common Core puts that control in the hands of Washington, D.C. bureaucrats. Lamar's response to parents after standing with Common Core champions? Let's don't talk about Common Core. After being pressured on why he is not giving a straight answer on Common Core, Lamar says, with a laugh, "I always choose my words carefully." Lamar, why can't you give Tennessee parents a yes or no answer? Tennesseans deserve to know. Do you support Common Core? Yes or no? It's time Tennessee had a U.S. Senator that will give you a straight answer and fight for your children's future. State Representative Joe Carr is that person. Remember on August 7th, vote Carr, not Lamar.
Thank you, Nicole, or Ingrid, I'm sorry, Ingrid Michelson. Welcome back to American by Design. We host Bing Fisher. Our number here is 718-305-7176. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I wanted to say that, you know, we talked about all sorts of stuff tonight, but legal immigration, we talked about 77% of people out there just don't, you know, they want illegals sent back home, which I agree, and yet 81% believe that the new immigration crisis of unaccompanied children, which a lot of these are not children, okay, streaming over the U.S.-Mexico border is serious. What I want to say is that the only person that I know that cannot get into this country from Mexico, and it's kind of ironic, and that's American Sergeant Andrew Tamarosi. He can't get out of Mexico, but we have illegals, criminals, and others that can, and they are doing it on a daily basis, 800 per 40-hour period at one checkpoint. And yet Sergeant Andrew Tamarosi cannot get out of Mexico to come back home to his own country that he's a legal resident of and a war veteran. That's a pretty sad statement, isn't it, people? We put more interest and focus in these so-called children, people that have TB, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, and some younger ones, and some parents and some relatives with the Rent-A-Kid program and so on, coming over to our border, and we can't get a sergeant out of a Mexican jail that made a wrong turn. That's the disturbing, that's the truly disturbing point perhaps made this whole night, that we are that far in the abyss. I don't know what it's going to take for us to turn it around, but I know it's going to take voting, for one. And it might take some other measures, too. We'll see how many other measures that we're going to have to take after November. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, as that song used to say, Smokey and the Bandit. But anyways, if you do see Lamar's bus rolling around, you got my cell phone. Some of you got my cell phone number. Give me a call. I want to know where he's at. I want to go out there and ask him to explain the facts, to explain his voting record to me. Curious people want to know where Waldo is. On that note, thank you all for tuning in, and we're going to go ahead and take the show out with Brian Futch, as we always do, and you can get his music at brianfutch.com, and Amazon, I believe, has it, and Big Dog Music Mafia, and so on. So thank you all for tuning in. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Ben Fisher, and hopefully next week we'll have a little bit different show. We're still going to do the candidates and so on, at least until the election here on the 7th in Tennessee. But thanks all for tuning in. I appreciate it. Take care. God bless. Good night.
America!
Stand firm. Keep fighting. American by Design. God bless.